Nigel, what a terrific game that was in particular. What a great second half.
It was a brilliant game all throughout, you know. Chances both ends. I thought, I'm a bit biased, but I thought we just edged it, especially in the first half. And then second half was open again. Chances at both ends. Could have won it. And then Mark Howard pops up with a couple of saves to preserve the point for us. So, but I thought for a League One, it was probably more like the quality and standard of a Championship game today.
Mark Howard, again, like you mentioned, had some great saves in that second half.
Yeah, I think the difference is as well what Preston did. They hit the target, they made him work. We got into similar situations and we didn't work the goalkeeper enough, which has been one of our failings this season. Scored a brilliant goal again, but for the positions we're getting in and the chances we're creating away from home at Preston, we should be getting more than one goal.
You must be pleased, though. You've kept it going, haven't you? You won the previous three games to come here and get a really good point, put in another good performance.
That's what we're... You know, we lost our first couple of league games and we know we haven't been too fluent, but I think we can see signs of progress. I think performances, certainly at West Ham and here today, have been good enough to have won won both games. So we're pleased with that. We're getting somewhere near. We're still short. We still think we need two or three players to get a challenge going this season.
You gave Jamal Campbell-Rice a start today and he was a constant threat, wasn't he?
He was. We just thought he was ripe for a game. We're delighted with how well he did when he came on at West Ham. And just sometimes you get a sense from training and everything that a player's, you know, absolutely chomping at the bit to get out there on the pitch. And that was the case with him today.
Jose Baxter was playing in midfield again today and he was looking to get on the ball, wasn't he? And the goal from being in that kind of position and getting forward, and it was a good strike.
It was superb. As soon as he hit it, we knew it had a chance. The goalie was unsighted and just went clipped in off the post. Good time to score as well. And got us back in the game, and I thought for the rest of the first half, we were very good and could have gone in ahead.
Do you see that as his role now, as sort of that midfield player? Because that's been the thing with him for years, hasn't it? You know, what is he? Is he a forward? Is he a 10? Is he a midfielder?
That hasn't solved the problem today or on Tuesday night. That's always going to be the dilemma. You want to get him in the team somewhere because he can do things like the goals he scored this season and also his general play at times. So you're just trying to get him in. It will depend on the opposition, the game, the time of the season, all those sorts of things.
You did tweak it a bit during the game, didn't you? Switch formations a couple of times. Why did you feel that was important?
Just when you to cause the opposition a couple more problems, they might be getting on top. I think we started to be nice and solid, then we conceded the goal, which was a poor goal from our point of view, but it's a fluke as well. You know, he's meant to cross it to the far post in the air and it's gone along the deck and crept in, so still should have cleared it. So then, you know, you've got to be a little bit more adventurous, get two up. We put Murph up top with Michael Higden, and it worked well.
I think it's worth mentioning Michael Doyle as well, because he had to move over to the left-hand side. Not a natural role for him, but he did a good job there until he came off, and he got a great reception from the fans.
He did a brilliant job. I thought the other night it surprised us, because we moved him to the left of sort of three at West Ham, and all of a sudden he's making runs forward, and you know, at West Ham, and he's done it again today. He's secured that side. It means you're a little bit lopsided, but I think when you have a threat wide like we had with Jam today, then that works fine. And Humphrey is a dangerous player, and you know, been their main threat this season. I thought Jay McEvely played him superbly as well.
No game in the Johnson Panks of a bye, and no game next week's the international call-ups. You never want to go into a break like this on the back of a defeat, do you? So to get another positive result must be particularly pleasing.
I think we go into it in great heart now and great spirits, and you know, it does make a huge difference. You know, we've got 2 weeks now until Rochdale. All the little niggles can get cleared up now. Players will have a rest, do some training, and make sure that in 2 weeks' time we try and pick it up again. It's a nice little unbeaten run going now, and we want to keep it going no matter what, you know, the break of 2 weeks.
I know you mentioned yesterday that it might not be the games against the teams that you expect to be up there which will ultimately decide it, but you've got a draw here. You've beaten Peterborough, the only team to beat Peterborough so far. It must be a positive thing.
Yeah, it is, and they've been our good performances. In some ways you do play better against the better teams, you know. So 3 points is 3 points against anybody, and we need three in our next home game.
No Olcock today. What was the issue with him?
He just got a slight thigh strain from West Ham, and we tried him yesterday in training, and it was one of those where we could have pushed it, and with the 2 week break we were tempted. But if he had a broken down, it's probably 4 to 6 weeks. So we just didn't think it was worth the risk.
And how close is Skugel to a return?
He's going to be after the international break as well. Probably get him on the training pitch before the Rochdale game, we hope, with a view to him building up for the next 2 weeks after that.
And the transfer deadline's coming up. Do you expect a busy 48 hours?
We'd like to. We'd hope to. You know, we've made the powers that be aware of what we think we need to get out of this league. We've identified targets, so it's in their hands.
Have you had any positive signs? They obviously identify the targets, you've probably made inquiries. Have you had any positive feedback from the teams that you've been talking to?
Not particularly, but you've got to persevere, and we hope that we can get them in. All we can do is say these are the two or three players that we think will make the difference, and then it's not up to us from there.